You have been presented with the reminder of an opportunity to embark upon the greatest spiritual adventure of all times, the preparation of planet Earth for her own growth to true purpose. My hand is outstretched to you, my heart sings with the promise of your opportunity to shine as a bright star in the Creator's heavenly diadem. Will you not join us and your fellow light workers in this final attempt to bring peace to the world? Even if the majority will lazily ignore the summons, and an active portion sees war as their mode of life, the new age will be in full force by the turn of the century. Your three choices today are whether you wish to learn and serve now, or later under pain and suffering caused by spiritual procrastination, or not at all. Therefore, I recommend you step forward to your destiny in the light now, where you will go forward with mighty companions in spirit, for we in the greater realms truly love you and desire only your good. The Golden Age is a time of group action for the benefit of everyone. The actual living and demonstration of love and wisdom beyond the individual personality level. For this reason, group meditation is necessary and must be done either in churches, elsewhere with other organizations, or with your own friends. God is with you, children of creation, souls of an expanding tomorrow. We have gone to prepare a place for you, but it is your own will, your choice, which determines your rank henceforth. All is prepared for this magnificent band of light workers to join together under direct revelation. However, only your commitment will bring the power into you and through you for your own advancement and for service to humanity. Then cradle the wounded hearts of the lost and suffering ones, and wherever you are guided, let your words and deeds honor their true identity. For are you not the representative of spirit, the envoy of love on earth? Give the love you have received, then, teach peace. This planet Earth needs your healing presence, as does all life upon her. Shall we linger in a moment of bliss to empower our noble intention? Shall we feel increasing ecstasy as love's melody fills our hearts with memories of what once was and will one day be again? I, the Christ, World Teacher, do hereby call forward any sincere person on planet Earth to become a lover of God. A lover of your planet Earth. A lover of yourself and all living things throughout the omniverse. This planet needs volunteers for a love corps to bond in unified and enduring endeavor. Will you join US of Heaven WHOASK for your assistance? Will you meditate daily and share your love with other meditators weekly? Will you become one with God? If so, by the power and authority of my role as your world teacher, I do grant you the full support of heaven in your responsibilities as envoys of world and universal peace. Know that you are, henceforth, never alone, and that an additional personal guide or teacher will be provided you when your meditative communication system is linked to heaven again. Although I am the risen Son of God and present world teacher to the planet Earth, my greatest role is that of being on the gold ray, Christ consciousness, in this 12th universe. Therefore, I attend your planet now, where I am joined by a mighty creator called the Silver Ray. The Silver Ray, twin creation to the gold, has created all sub-rays and has brought Earth both the color spectrum of the rainbow and the glowing nighttime reminder of God, your moonlight. The Silver Ray, the great ray of hope and healing, has volunteered to ease the subconscious pain and the soul memories of your 8-million-year-long negative experiences, so that there will be peace on Earth at last. You will hear this great yet gentle healing energy call you forth to revere God and all of life. In the miracle of our combined power and nurturance, Earth's light workers will thrive as never before, both individually and as planetary citizens of a galaxy that draws them into deeper knowing and service. May this clarion announcement of God's presence here thrill the slumbering vibrations of your soul as the angels and spiritual masters join with us to touch your life with hope. Rejoice, and welcome this silver creation of God, the great ray of hope and healing in your 12th universe, who has united with me in this time of awakening. Now your soul can finally sigh out its ancient sorrows and drink from the mystic well of peace. Rejoice, because of this extraordinary spiritual opportunity, never brought to Earth before. Again, I say rejoice, for this is the highest gift any planet can receive from the cosmic heights. Join us in this hour of unprecedented participation to save your garden planet, and humanity, from the destructive course being enacted on Earth today. I now leave you to the inner spirit of your own knowing. But, I invite you to join me, the Silver Ray, and your teachers of all times to go forward with Earth in that blazing glow of infinity that is ever expanding in its intensity and purpose. You are the love wisdom pattern for the universe. This has been your constant, but usually forgotten, responsibility. It is time to awaken. Let Love Corps volunteers and all men and women of goodwill join together in this final gathering in this most profound of enduring endeavors. So be it, beloveds. Amen. November 17, 1986 Addendum, effective this date. Citizens of planet Earth are granted an additional 2 years of intensified support by the spiritual forces because of their peace efforts over the past 18 months. Therefore, please expect a noticeable change in the Earth's vibratory energy rate, which will aid in raising human consciousness toward peace. Stop the hydrogen underground explosions. Cease all space weaponry. Time is of the essence. Use it well. Godspeed. 1994-1995 Comments. Although I am a risen son of God, and a present world teacher to those on planet Earth, using gold and silver ray energies, I am excited to announce that since July 29, 1994, when the comet's fragment collisions on Jupiter created a higher vibration for this solar system and parts of the Milky Way galaxy, a new history has begun. Indeed, I and the entire Order of the Christ have been potently joined by the transmutable blue flame, ray, of beloved Archangel Michael and his various legions of light who are insistent upon reclaiming Earth and humanity for the higher good. Then truly are you called forth. This is extraordinary news, dear ones, for it increases our light power in this region and possibly decreases the time needed to gather together those light servers now, or soon to be, ready for some kind of ascension. However, you must understand it means that the clash between light and dark will be temporarily increased while Lord Michael's calling reverberates across the planet and registers in the souls of all humanity. There is a ferment brewing. Then I strongly urge that you learn an ascension meditation technique for healing your body and also for possibly acquiring a 55-foot, or wider, crystalline energy disc of light around your body that can be accelerated to what you call the speed of light. I call this experience reaching transfiguration or acquiring the garment of light, but other teachings identify a similar process called the Merkaba, or Merkaba, meditation. These meditations are ways of using the purity of love, certain breathing patterns, mudras, hand positions, and various eye movements and visualizations to accelerate the vibratory frequency of the cells into an atomic acceleration of light, lightness. Only then can your physical body leave the third dimension safely, without death, and retain full consciousness. At this holy coordinate point that is an extraordinarily high energy rate, it is not only possible to take your physical body into higher dimensions, but you can visit other cosmic locations and continue to grow in awareness, consciousness, and service to God. This has been the only way a human person could physically cross over the invisible crystalline barrier grid established around planet Earth by Archangel Michael's power. Some teachings have called the grid the Ring Pass, not because only pure beings could ascend through it, thus the name Ascended Masters. Just remember that this holy coordinate point is where the Mother, Father vibrations fuel your DNA shift from cocoon to butterfly, from Earth and to galactic identity. It is here you will truly be home with us, your spiritual family, ready for joy and more adventure. Then meditate to hasten your own personal ascension, but I assure you that even if you do not learn to energize your way into ascension, without physical death, you are a part of heaven and to heaven you will return. Have no fear, beloveds, but rather rejoice that so many will be with us very soon, and that the divine plan on earth is being fulfilled. Although you may hear stories that all humanity will simultaneously ascend together via the high mega cell consciousness, or superconscious touch of God, sometimes called the photon veil or belt, please discern that such a pledge may be quite sincere and still present an extremely complex task. I say to you, however, that although the adventure will be challenging, It has always been my personal desire to bring all of humanity back to God through the gift of grace. Grace is for everyone but requires both acceptance and a genuine change to a loving heart, which is an actual vibratory rate that can be measured. Then be about your mother/father's business and practice the innocence of love. In that way you will always achieve the purpose for which your soul has come. Let this be a time of great rejoice celebration for anyone who loves the Creator and chooses to come home as the long-awaited prodigal. We lovingly await your return. So be it, beloveds, and Amen. 163. The Alchemy of Ascension. May the showering light of the Creator's presence join us in love and wisdom today as I return to clarify what these ensuing 8 years, since the first publication of New Teachings for an Awakening Humanity, have inaugurated for you and all of humanity presently living on this extraordinary planet. Indeed, as we of heaven observe the tremendous shifts many of you light workers have made within the boundaries of what you call reality, it is enormously satisfying that your willingness has produced so much growth in awareness in so brief a moment in time. You are to be commended and congratulated for your sincere commitment to the awakening process and for your efforts to acquire greater and greater consciousness. As cosmic creations of a mighty and caring parent, you are noble offspring awaiting an unprecedented correction of your genetic mutancy. Yes, you await the raising of your DNA woundedness back into the full consciousness condition you once had prior to malevolent genetic engineering that was done to most humans about 10,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 years ago in that country called Atlantis. Today, then, most of humanity on planet Earth operates on about 1/6 the amount of genetic capability they once had. This reduction of the human being's genetic composition from a fully conscious creation to one of a mutant state is biblically referred to as the fall, meaning that the original genetic DNA pattern had been so badly damaged that humans were no longer at full consciousness levels of knowing God while living in physical body form. This deliberate DNA retardation not only caused the Earth-human separation from God and the divine forces, but it prevented remembrance of your spiritual origins and your recollection of other galactic human beings presently alive on nearby planets and star clusters, such as the brightest star in your sky, Sirius. This genetic interference and retardation buried the truth that all Earth humans were originally physical beings capable of telepathic communication, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. That is, they could consciously see, hear, feel, and transmit or receive various vibratory frequencies of light and information, which was your natural inheritance. This range of abilities was quite normal for all humans everywhere, including those here on Earth before their genetic codes were damaged, and I happily report, your former powers will be normal for humans once again very soon. In a simple concept, dear ones, you were designed as a fountain of youth or a spiritual alchemist capable of taking superconductive elements and transforming them into matter form, your body, for thousands of years of life. Because everything in creation is a product of light, God love, or what you call energy, in some form or another, your natural God design is awesome, indeed. Only these past DNA mutilations currently prevent your ability to employ and enjoy that energy adequately. I remind each of you, therefore, to use even the minimal energy you do have in a positive and constructive way. And to live nobly and spiritually in both thought and deed while we prepare the way for an amazing ascension process.